Welcome back. 1221 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and it's a pleasure to welcome back to the program Dr. Ben Carson, Professor Emeritus of Neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University, and, of course, a Washington Times columnist. Today's column, Beyond Affirmative Action to Color Blindness. Dr. Ben, how are you?
I'm doing extremely well, thanks.
I'm glad to have you back on the program. You know, as a child growing up in big cities, you no doubt have seen racism at its worst, right?
Oh, without question. There were times when, there was violence, where I was threatened. There were teachers who had archaic attitudes, and students as well. I mean, it was just very commonplace.
Mm-hmm. Now, your claim is that racism was more about ignorance. Whites didn't know about blacks. Blacks didn't know about whites, right?
Correct. And as that situation has been rectified, you know, the racism has also dissipated to a very significant degree. I mean, pretty much only the people who want to be racist are racist anymore. There are people who look for racism and everything. It's sort of like if you think that there's somebody who doesn't like you, then everything that they say is interpreted in that light. If you think they like you, everything they say is interpreted in that light.
All right, so along comes affirmative action, and you say you benefited from it, right?
Oh, without question, because even though I was a very good student, there's no question about that. I know what the admission standards are at a place like Yale. You know, I subsequently was on the board of trustees at Yale, so I know the institution quite thoroughly. And even though I was an excellent student, you're talking about people who come from, you know, academic backgrounds that are just astronomical and who achieve at levels even higher than I did, who, you know, have been to multiple countries, speak multiple languages, have every advantage under the sun, and achieve as such. Now, if we only took those kinds of people, it would be easy to fill the class with those kinds of people. But what benefit would that be to our society? So I think affirmative action was a very good thing because at that time, there had not been the opportunities and there had not been the exposure, and therefore much of the ignorance continued. And in order to obliterate that ignorance, it was necessary to expose people to something different. Now that that exposure has occurred, people fully recognize that the color of one's skin has very little to do with one's intellectual abilities or any other kinds of abilities. And only those who willfully cling to those kinds of things are still deceived. Now, the unfortunate thing is that a lot of people who consider themselves great, you know, humanitarians are racist because they will look at someone like me, see a black exterior, and assume that you have to think a certain way, that you have to belong to a certain party, that you have to say certain things. That's racist.
Mm-hmm. The need for affirmative action, is it still there, or does it need to evolve into something else?
Well, it needs to evolve into what I call compassionate action. You know, we have always, rooted for the underdog in this country. I think we always will. It's the way we are. But the underdog status should not be conferred by external appearance. It should be conferred by the circumstances that one finds oneself in. So, you know, it will probably change over the course of time who needs to have extra consideration. Right now in our society, maybe it is blacks, maybe it is Hispanics. You know, maybe at some point in time it will be someone of another status. But whatever their status is, it should be their status and not their race that makes the determination.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see the day of color blindness coming?
Yeah, when we get to heaven.
I actually thought for a minute I had stumped Ben Carson.
Well, you know, now bear in mind that, and particularly for the younger generations, you know, racism just is sort of an archaic concept, and they don't really think about it that much. But remember, racism is something that's taught. If you take, you know, little children, and they grow up together, and they don't even think about such silly stuff.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
them, you know, it's like you have blonde hair, you have brunette hair, you have red. You know, it's just no big deal.
Yep, it is, and it's fun to watch, and I've seen that occur more than once. I remember my granddaughter having her fifth birthday party, and of course she had friends, black and white, and they all showed up and they were playing, and I remember there were specific people there, parents of some of the kids there, who were really taken back by the fact that, you know, we would entertain the thought of having black children at a white children's
yeah.
birthday party.
Yeah, well, I certainly, had a lot of those kinds of episodes as I was growing up. But, you know, my mother told me something that was so important when I was a kid. She said, if you walk into an auditorium full of racist, bigoted people, you don't have a problem. They have a problem.
Yep.
Because, see, you can go and sit anywhere you want while they're all cringing and wondering whether you're going to sit next to them. So, you know, that's kind of the way I've led my life. You know, if somebody has a problem with the way that I look, that's their problem. I've got important things to do. I don't have time to get invested in a silly problem like that.
Yes, you do. All right. Well, listen, Doctor, always good to talk to you. Folks, if you haven't read this, you'll want to check it out today in the Washington Times or at WashingtonTimes.com. It's called Beyond Affirmative Action to Color Blindness. It's by Dr. Ben Carson. Good to talk to you. We'll do it again next week. Thanks.
Okay. Take care, Andy. Bye-bye.
Dr. Ben, always fun to talk with, and he will be back next week. You know, just occurred to me, when I said it was my granddaughter's fifth birthday party, it was not. It was my daughter's fifth birthday party. You know, for some reason, when he mentioned that, I saw the party, and I saw the little girl, and for some reason, I was thinking of my granddaughter. No, looking back on it, that was a long time ago. It was my daughter's fifth birthday party. And, oh, by the way, one other thing that I didn't get into with Ben was his sophomore year in high school. If you read Beyond Affirmative Action to Color Blindness in today's Washington Times or at WashingtonTimes.com, you'll discover that he wasn't always the perfect student. And I, like many, assumed he was. But he actually confesses to being a little on the wild side in his sophomore year in high school and not buckling down, and that's why he finished third in his high school class and not first. All right, stay tuned. More to come in just a few minutes. More of Newt Gingrich yesterday having at it with the folks at CNN over a couple of different things. Congressman Tom DeLay will join me. Former Congressman Tom DeLay and, of course, former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay will join me at about 12:45. We've got some things to talk about dealing with separation of powers in this country. Stay tuned for that. This portion of my show is brought to you by K Hubnanian Homes, new communities, new designs. Go to khub.com for more information.